This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. The Klamath Basin is on a roll. What a difference a week can make, and what a week it's been so far. First, the big news that the Air Force's brand new F-16X fighter training base will be located right here at Kingsley Field. This is fantastic news and designates Kingsley Field as the first training base in America for the new fighter jet. If this designation had gone somewhere else, well, chances are that Kingsley Field would have been closed shortly thereafter. But now, Kingsley Field will be the hub for training of the brand new jet for the Air Force, and hence will continue their mission for many, many years into the future. In addition, one would think we'll see solid growth and many improvements at the base over the next year as Kingsley Field gets ready to lead the country in training for the next generation fighter. Already a significant part of the basin's economy, expect the airport to add staff and facilities, and it could be the major spark we needed to get this community up and rolling once again. But the good news didn't stop there. Nope. KCC made the major announcement Friday that it had secured funding to build a new 12,000-square-foot, multi-million-dollar apprentice center. The center will teach high-demand skilled trade careers, including electrical, plumbing, millwright, pipe fitter, and machinist. Also, the center is touted as bringing up to 166 new good-paying jobs to the basin. KCC joins Oregon Tech with huge new construction projects aimed toward attracting new students and development here in the Klamath Basin. When added to the recent construction projects at Sky Lakes Medical Center and several pending large-scale projects, we're seeing a resurgence in commercial construction. We're also seeing residential construction start to catch fire as well here in the basin, something we haven't seen for some time. Then came the announcement that Boutique Airlines was considering adding flights from the Klamath Falls Airport to Portland. Sure, the airline flights would only hold 9 passengers on each trip, but it's definitely a good piece of news for our beleaguered airport. Even a smaller flight of commercial air service is better than no commercial air service at all, and who knows? Once the flights begin, perhaps a larger carrier will become interested in our growing community. Finally, with efforts underway to try to attract high-tech employees who are working from home and will continue to do so for quite some time, the Klamath Basin could be looking at a significant increase in population and construction. After all, for what some of these people are paying in rent for a small apartment in Seattle, Portland, or San Francisco, they could be living in a big, beautiful house with land, without the traffic and environmental problems that are associated with the bigger cities. So, amidst all the gloom and doom of COVID-19 and the resulting collapse in our economy and all the restrictions we hear about every day on our individual lives, this last few days have shown a significantly bright glimmer of hope that maybe Klamath Falls is finally going to catch a break and become the dynamic community it used to be. Let's all keep our fingers crossed. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.